I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. You might think to put on mosquito repellent before going for a hike in the woods or a picnic by the lake. But the risk of mosquito-borne disease is not limited to natural areas. Many outbreaks of West Nile virus have happened in cities, like in the Dallas, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona areas. So what's the buzz? Why is that happening? Robert Haley is with the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. In his region, southern house mosquitoes, or Culex quinquefasciatus, are the most common carriers of West Nile virus, and they're typically found near people's homes.
They breed in bottle caps full of water and French drains and overwatered lawns and anything holding water around your house.
Because dark pavement and rooftops absorb heat, urban and suburban neighborhoods also tend to be warmer than more rural areas. And these mosquitoes thrive when temperatures reach about 80 degrees.
In warmer weather, mosquitoes bite more.
As climate change brings warmer, wetter conditions to many areas, the risks of West Nile are expected to grow, and city residents may be especially vulnerable. So it's important to protect yourself from mosquito bites, even in an urban backyard. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Of Jazz Boulevard.
Hey folks, welcome to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. I'm Moss Taylor, and if you can't stay for the whole program or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. On the show this week, we're going to continue looking at a number of new releases, which are going to include the latest from alto saxophonist Sarah Hanahan, as well a new project from singer and guitarist Jocelyn Gould. Trombonist Steve Davis has a new recording out, and we'll take a listen to music out of the Toronto jazz scene from the piano trio of Jeremy Ledbetter in the opening set. So I hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll start it this week with music from Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band from his album The Fat Pack. This is Play That Funky Music. listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Music out of the Toronto jazz scene from pianist Jeremy Ledbetter and his piano trio of bassist Rich Brown and drummer Lenar Lewis. From their new album Gravity, we heard The Stars in Her Sky. Music from the Raymond Scott Orchestrette before that, from their 2002 album Push Button Parfait, we heard Tobacco Auctioneer, a group that was looking at music written by Raymond Scott, music that was associated with a lot of cartoon music, although he never actually wrote music for cartoons. That track featured some solo work from saxophonist Michael Hashim and violinist Rob Thomas. And the set started with music from the Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band. From their album The Fat Pack, we heard Play That Funky Music, a track that featured saxophonist Eric Martinel. We keep it going with another new release. This is a concert recording at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City from trombonist Steve Davis and his new album We See, a track from Miles Davis, Milestones.